This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 227 for Monday, January 17th. Ice canola futures are lower on Monday morning as the markets in the United States are closed during the day for the Martin Luther King holiday. Trading in the U.S. resumes this evening. The March canola contract steps back $6.20 at $976.70 per ton. The May contract drops $8.30 at $963.70 per ton. While canola continues to be underpinned by tight supplies and price rationing, last week's long liquidation and profit-taking are keeping the Canadian oilseed well below $1,000 per ton. Declines in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are weighing on canola. Global crude oil prices are steady to lower, putting a little bit of pressure on edible oil values. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher on Monday morning, with the loonie at 79.85 U.S. cents, compared to Friday's close of 79.71. The Port of Thunder Bay wrapped up its 2021 season on Friday. Total grain movement out of the port amounts to 7.24 million tons. That's a drop of 21% on the year and down 7.3% compared to the five-year average. In South America, rain over Argentina and southern Brazil during the weekend finally brought some much-needed moisture to thirsty soybean and corn crops. More rain is in the forecast for this week, adding pressure on edible oils. That said, Safra's and Mercado reduced their call on soybean production in Brazil by 8.6% at 132.3 million tons. That adds yet another consultancy under last year's record production of 137.3 million tons. China says its soybean imports during 2021 were down 3.8% from the previous year at 96.5 million tons due to reduced demand from the country's livestock sector. With MLK Day, the weekly export inspections report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture will be delayed until tomorrow. Ahead of Tuesday's report from the U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association, the trade is calling for a December soybean crush of nearly 185 million tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, January 17th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.